Something for the weekend. It's Trina Mari here, and exam season just around the corner. I know a lot of college exams are happening right now, and then junior cert and leaving cert really has crept up on us. I don't know how we're into May already, and Mark Nealon is on the line. Good morning, Mark. How are you?
Morning, Trina. How are you?
Great, great. You have come up with an amazing app for people who are struggling coming up with their study timetables. I know when I was in school and that, I was a great one for getting out the highlighter and writing out a million study timetables and never actually sticking to it. So tell us about the app that you've created.
Yeah, you kind of described how most people who make a study timetable tend to find the whole process. So we found that there were kind of two types of students. So there was the students who planned and didn't plan, to put it very, very simply. So the students who planned, like yourself, tended to take, you know, 5, 6, 7 hours to make this beautiful colour-coded masterpiece that, you know, wasn't ideal because it was on a piece of paper and the best plans never go to plan. So first of all, it took ages to make it. Then it was on a piece of paper and it wasn't very flexible and it wasn't very interactive. So imagine your perfect colour-coded timetable that you spent 5 hours making, then the plan doesn't go to plan and all of a sudden you're drawing, you know, lines all over your beautiful timetable.
Do you know what it was? You used to overestimate. You'd think, you know, in that hour I'm going to get 3 chapters revised. And sure, there's not a hope of getting that done in that time frame.
Exactly, you get one done on a good day. So most people kind of ended up 2 weeks before the exams and they kind of realised, oh, I still have half the course to cover, and then this cycle of panic and, you know, late night cramming and heightened stress levels and anxiety and just, you know, that cycle that most Leaving Cert students tend to get into. So we want to try and steer students away from that kind of cycle and make sure that they plan their revision out well in advance. So we're, you know, 4 or 5 weeks away from the exams now. You know, my study plan isn't going to do the study for you. It's not going to magically invent time, but it's going to give you a very, very clear outline as to, you know, what you can achieve realistically in these 4 or 5 weeks.
Yeah, so My Study Pal is an app that you can get on your phone. Now, you invented it yourself because you're not that long out of doing your Leaving Cert.
No, so I did my Leaving Cert in 2017. It seems like ages away now, but it really wasn't. And it was kind of based off my experience to start with, but obviously we spent hundreds of hours now working with other students and parents and teachers to make sure that I wasn't developing an app for me and that I was developing an app for all types of students. It was very, very important for us to get input from a huge variety of sources to make sure that the app works for everyone.
When you had the problem of when you were studying for your own exams, was it poor time management or what was the biggest issue for you, do you think?
Me personally, it was, like you said, I spent hours making the timetable and then it wasn't perfect and then I got really frustrated because I spent so much time making it. But I think the students that My Study Pal really benefits most is those who never, you know, used to make their plan and they kind of study blindly towards the exams, because now they have a very, very clear outline as to how they're going to scale the mountain that is the junior cert or the leaving cert, because a lot of people kind of see that, you know, big scary mountain and they've no idea how they're going to get up it. And because they've no idea how to get there, they give up before they even start. So I think by having a very, very clear plan as to how you're going to scale the mountain, it's much easier to kind of chip away at it bit by bit.
Do you think it's too late now in the day to start using this for the exams that are just around the corner? Is this more for people who are going into Leaving Cert cycle in September?
Absolutely not. A lot of people who haven't made their timetable at this stage, they're the ones who get caught up and, you know, oh, I'm just going to put my head down, I'm going to hide in some dark corner of a library for the next 5 weeks and hope I get everything finished. And then they realise a week beforehand, oh, I spent way too long studying ecology and biology and now I still have, you know, 8 chapters to go, and those 8 chapters could be worth, you know, exponentially more than ecology.
Yeah.
There's no point studying blindly and then realising a week before that, you know, you still have half the course to cover. If you sit down now, although you might have left it a bit too late, there's nothing better than being honest with yourself and saying, okay, I'm not going to get the whole course covered between now and then, but what are the topics that come up most? I'm going to spend some time on them and really know them well, so I know that I'm going to get my 50% or my 55-60% instead of trying to go guessing topics a night before the exam, which is just a place that no one really wants to find
I think in. I think it's never too late. I think, you know, there's a few weeks left and you'd be surprised how much can go in that time, can't you? Even if you feel like, oh God, I'm going to fail everything, the likelihood is you're not going to fail if you just get the head down now and start working away. Now, it's also a lovely idea for anybody who is going in to do the exams maybe next year to get into the habit of it at the start of the year so that you're not panicking towards the end. It's called My Study Pal. There's one bit that I love the feature where you can reschedule missed study sessions, because things do come up. You might be sick or you might have to go to a family event or something and the plan that you had made doesn't happen. So the great thing is it will actually replace that, so you can do it another day.
Say, you know, you've got an extra 2 hours homework, or say you've been studying for 8 hours on a sunny May day and your friend texts you saying, you know, do you want to go see the new Avengers movie? And you know that you really deserve to have a break, but there's two study sessions in your timetable. Instead of you having to be very, very rigid on your timetable, you can say, okay, I'm just going to quickly schedule on those two study sessions. I don't need to worry about them. They'll go back into my timetable later in the week or next week, and I can actually enjoy myself. So it's all about that work-life balance throughout, you know, any exam season.
You would pick the longest film ever, though, wouldn't you, to mention? I think that one's 3.5 hours long. Think how much study you'd get done in that time. So can we get this on Android and on the iPhones as well?
Yeah, so you can get it on the Apple App Store, the Android App Store, and then also on mystudypal.ie. It's completely cross-platform, so if you're studying with a laptop, you can use it. If you don't want to have your phone in the room, or if you'd like to be able to check your timetable on the go on your phone, you can download the mobile app. So, yeah, we've tried to make it as easy as possible for people to stick to their study timetable and not forget about it.
Okay, well, best of luck with that, Mark. Thanks so much.
Perfect.
And the best of luck to all everyone listening who's doing Leaving Cert and Junior Cert. It'll all be grand. Thanks so much, Mark. This is Something for the Weekend on Classic Hits.